It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The Dallas police chief plans to demote a significant number of assistant and deputy chiefs and detectives and use those personnel to expand the number of officers working the streets. Chief Hugh Renee Hall said today she'll cut the command staff from 9 assistant chiefs to 2 or 3, and deputy chiefs from 14 to half that or fewer. The chief says the changes are necessary because the department has lost nearly 500 officers over the past 12 months. The Trump administration sent an immigration policy wish list to Congress yesterday that could derail efforts to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation. The proposals include a border wall, 10,000 more immigration agents, tougher laws for asylum seekers, and denial of federal grants to so-called sanctuary cities. Jeffrey Hoffman is director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Houston. He told Public Radio's Texas Standard one of the proposals is an E-Verify system to keep undocumented workers from being hired.
The problem with the E-Verify system is it's been roundly criticized by advocates because it has a 0.3% error rate, which leads to about 150,000 to 500,000 people who would be erroneously reported for working unlawfully when they actually could work lawfully.
The president says E-Verify and other proposals must be enacted in exchange for protecting recipients of deferred action for childhood arrivals or DACA. But Hoffman with the University of Houston says Democrats have stated many of the president's proposals are off the table.
I think part of the problem is that the recipients of DACA who are now being used as bargaining chips, I think that they are going to find this very, very troubling in the sense that nobody likes to be used in this way.
DACA recipients, also called Dreamers, had been given a reprieve from deportation and the ability to work legally in the U.S. under President Obama's DACA program, which Trump ended last month. A company in Tiny Moran, Texas, is facing scrutiny after a gunman opened fire on Las Vegas concertgoers. He used rifles fitted with bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic rifles to fire like fully automatic weapons. Moran-based Slide Fire Solutions invented the device, as though it's not clear whether the gunman used their products. The town's about 2 hours west of Fort Worth. KEI's Christopher Connolly traveled to Moran to ask what residents think about calls to ban bump stocks.
If it's Friday night in small town Texas, the place to be is the high school football game. Moran is no different as the Bulldogs take the field in purple. Moran is tiny. About 270 people live here. On the field, it's six-man football because a full team isn't possible. Gail Brown has lived here for 30 years.
It's a very unique town. Very unique. Country. I guess the best country town I know of. But you know, our kids grow up here, move away, and they all come back eventually.
That's what Jeremiah Cottle did. After years serving in the Air Force, Cottle came home to Moran. He invented the bump stock and founded Slide Fire Solutions. Gail Brown says folks here see him as a hometown boy making good in his community.
Yeah, there is a lot of pride, and we are very prideful people here.
Slide Fire makes its bump stocks in a big tan metal building just down a farm market road past the town cemetery. A bump stock replaces the part of the rifle that rests on the shoulder. The device uses the gun's recoil to fire shots in rapid succession like an automatic weapon. A company promotional video plays like a tribute to the Second Amendment.
The long, silent soul of liberty rose up. From a commoner's dream to become every man's birthright.
Cottle didn't respond to requests for comment. He told the Albany News in 2011 that he created the first bump stock because he couldn't afford a fully automatic weapon, but wanted the thrill of one. The company sold more than 35,000 units in the first year, making over $10 million.
There is no one that does what we do. Here at Slide Fire, it's always about doing something and pushing it to the edge, giving the people what they're excited about.
Orders surged last week after the shooter in Las Vegas used weapons fitted with bump stocks to kill 58 people and injure hundreds. Slidefire stopped taking new orders so the company could catch up with the demand, but lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say the devices seem to circumvent a federal ban on machine guns. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Fully automatic weapons have been banned for a long time. Apparently, this allows you to take a semi-automatic, turn it into fully automatic, so clearly that's something we need to look into.
Texas Senator John Cornyn called on federal regulators to revisit a 2011 decision that bump stocks don't fall under existing gun laws. Even the typically hardline National Rifle Association signaled that it was open to new regulations. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein has introduced a bill to ban bump stocks entirely.
Regulations aren't going to do it, and the ATF has said as much in a letter to a congressman a year or so ago. We need a law.
In Moran, folks are watching the debate and worrying. Slidefire has become a pillar of the town's economy, says Shackelford County Commissioner Lannon Martin. I met him in front of the old brick post office.
I know in my heart that Jeremiah is sick over it. Sick that something that he put so much time and effort in was misused in the way that it was used.
There's not much to this tiny town. A bank and a school, a little restaurant and a liquor store. There are more than a few boarded up shops here. This small brick post office, Martin says, it was slated to be shut down a while back.
If it hadn't have been for Slidefire doing all of their mail order, or a big portion of their mail order anyway, through this post office, we'd have lost our post office.
As for the mounting calls to ban bump stocks, Martin says he thinks it's foolish.
It's a piece of plastic. It's a product. It's not something that if I lay it here on the hood of my pickup, it's going to jump up and try to shoot me.
Back at the football game, that's a pretty solid majority opinion. Two people quoted the old NRA slogan that guns don't kill people, people kill people. One man blamed a loss of traditional values for deadly mass shootings. Others said it just wouldn't do anything to ban bump stocks. It wasn't entirely unanimous. One man did tell me he didn't think bump stocks should be legal. A woman worried that folks would think bad things about Moran because of Slidefire. But most people are just glad that the business exists, like David Brown.
Some of my good friends work out there, and they love working out there. It's a good job, and it pays good. And that's hard to find in a little town.
Brown's an Army veteran. He knows his way around guns and says he owns a Slidefire bump stock. It's attached to his AR-15. He shoots for fun, and he says it's more fun to shoot more rounds.
It's like the guys that buy a car and go add wheels and add this and add that. To a gun guy, you buy an AR and you add stuff to it. You add a pistol grip, you add a bipod, you add a scope, you add a bump fire stock, you accessorize.
Folks in this small town say they're horrified by what happened in Las Vegas. But that doesn't mean they think banning bump stocks and shutting down a local business would do much to stop mass shootings in the future. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
And finally, KERA is receiving a National Edward R. Murrow Award tonight in New York City. It's for excellence in video among launch radio stations. The video by Thorne Anderson and Courtney Collins was part of the KERA series One Crisis Away, Rebuilding a Life. The video features Jennifer Anderson, whose Garland apartment was ripped to pieces following a tornado in 2015. You can watch the video at KERANews.org. It's the station's first national Murrow for the Radio Television Digital News Association. KERA won a record 8 regional Murrows earlier this year. Mostly cloudy skies in store for us tonight with a 50% chance for storms later on and a cool low around 59. Tomorrow looks to be mostly sunny with high around 72. It's 6:28. This is KERA News.